The idea is to change the engine and the drivetrain of an existing ferry into an electrically powered ferry, and then to power it with solar energy. So our research is both on the electric drivetrain, on the grid and the solar energy, but also on the social consequences of such a ferry.
How feasible is that? You're talking about economic benefits. Could you explain a bit more?
I think the economic benefits, not so much in the concrete project, but in opening the eyes of the world to the opportunities of using the ship for mass transportation. There's billions of people living around coastal areas and lots of money going into infrastructure and people standing in car traffic lines. So having ferry services should be used much more, and solar energy is a great opportunity to make that happen in a sustainable way.
Your organization is based in Norway. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to tap into Middle East and North Africa region?
Well, I think it's because we have people from all over the world working in our organization, and we try to leverage the research we do in Europe and take the lessons learned and implement them where possible in areas where they can have a big impact. And we see the ocean, the future of the ocean, both for materials, for food, for medicine and transportation, as very critical to the world's future.
What are the challenges that you often face?
I think the challenges with energy is that it's the cost. You know, the cost of infrastructure, the cost of doing the first demonstrations is often very high. But fortunately, through wise governments arranging good market conditions, the costs of renewable energy, such as solar, has come down. Of course, retrofitting this one ship will be expensive, and we're yet to organize all the bits and pieces to make it work, but hopefully we will have a good demonstration project.
Now, you mentioned earlier about infrastructure, and some countries in the Middle East and North Africa, they don't have very good infrastructure. Mm. And do you see that as a huge hindrance to completing your project?
Well, at least I think those countries that don't have infrastructure have an opportunity to create a more sustainable infrastructure than what has traditionally been the case. And we have, thanks to our 100% renewable electricity, taken a leadership in that by powering the first electric ferry in the world in Norway, also using inductive charging of the battery, very sophisticated technology. Now we're trying to take less sophisticated but renewable technology and try to make it as accessible and as affordable as possible.
Do you believe that your project will contribute to the UN Sustainable Development Goals?
Yes, I do. Partly because you will have one ferry operating without emissions, but more than anything in terms of inspiring new projects. That's the contagiousness of the project is the most important.